Just about everybody in Decatur, Illinois, knew Charlie the Newsboy. He was not a particularly big teenager, but a shock of blazing red hair and a voice that you could hear blocks away made him ultimately noticeable. Charlie was much admired by the other boys his age in Decatur. He always seemed so self-confident, so cocksure of himself, and tough, ooh, plenty tough. And he had wit, also. When folks would pause to buy a paper, they would often make some remark or other, and Charlie would invariably come back with a funny, facetious comment, even an acerbic one. Somehow, nobody ever seemed to mind. That was just Charlie. I mentioned that the other boys admired him. There was one boy in particular named Ed, but Ed was intrigued by more than the fiery personality of Charlie. He was fascinated by the newsboy's face, by his face. Something about his features impressed themselves on Ed's mind. So much so that one morning very early, when Charlie had only begun to unbundle his newspapers, Ed went down to the corner with a paper tablet and a pencil, and he leaned back against a building, and he began sketching Charlie. The newsboy, wondering if somebody were making fun of him, was a little unnerved at first, but Ed calmed him with a compliment and continued drawing. Full face, then profile. Now, understand, Ed was no artist. He was no artist, but something in Charlie's countenance had inspired him. And when he had finished, he showed the newsboy the sketches. Charlie the newsboy responded with a quick smirk, but then, if only for a moment, the toughness disappeared, and Charlie said, "Ed, that's not bad." That was as close to approval as the newsboy ever came. Ed thanked him and went on his way. There is no record of what happened to Charlie the newsboy after that. If he is yet alive, he may be listening, and one day we may be able to identify him. As is, we have no detail of his life, no indication that he ever came to realize the significance of that morning in Decatur, Illinois. For Ed, after he left the street corner, he went to a local bartender whose hobby was wood carving. And the teenager holding up the sketches of the newsboy asked the bartender, "Could you please make me this out of wood?" The amateur wood carver did. And it was thus unexpectedly one morning that immortality was bestowed upon a witty, streetwise Irish newsboy. For the young man who captured him first on paper, then recreated him in wood, would leave Decatur one day with the effigy of that boy he admired in a suitcase. I neglected to mention that Ed, when still a youngster, also learned to throw his voice. And so for half a century, you've known Ed as ventriloquist Edgar Bergen. But now you've met the tough Irish newsboy from Illinois who was the real-life inspiration for Edgar Bergen's lifelong wise guy, wooden companion, Charlie McCarthy. Now that you know the rest of the story.